Welcome back, friends, to Moments from Moonberry Lake. I'm your host and author, Holly Varney, and in this morning's news from this sweet small town, we get to hear from our favorite neighbor in A Moment with Martha. Hard days. Winter took its toll on me, and I haven't snapped out of it yet. I'm not like those daffodil bulbs in the ground that can just shoot up through the dirt as a spring surprise after a long hibernation. I have to go through a kind of thawing out period as my body adjusts to the up and down temperature. This morning, I was lying in bed and trying to come up with reasons on why I should get up. And let me tell you, the tally of pro versus con if I should get dressed and go on with my day or remain a blanket-covered lump in bed was extremely close. When I finally dragged myself from bed and made it to the kitchen, my husband looked up from his coffee and paper, and his expression changed to something a person would make if they were peering at a wound beneath a bandage and muttering, "Well, that doesn't look good." The first greeting out of his mouth was, "Wow, you look rough." My shoulders slumped further. "You certainly know how to sweet talk a woman. Pretty soon you'll have me fawning at your feet." "All I'm saying is that you look pretty beaten up, like something out of Frankenstein. Your hair is askew, and you're limping before the day has begun. Maybe you should go back to bed for a while and then start the day slower." If I go back to bed, I guarantee you I won't get up again. My joints are stiff and I'm already in pain. My hips are in a complete lockdown. My husband got up and came over to me, putting a hand on one shoulder. "Want some coffee?" I shook my head. "Are you feeling sorry for yourself?" I shrugged. "Maybe a little," I said with a quiver in my voice. "Well then, take the day off to feel sorry for yourself." "What are you talking about?" "I think some days it's okay to take the time to feel sorry about a circumstance or how you feel. In this case, it's those cantankerous hips of yours. The old buck-up attitude we grew up with isn't the best mental health advice. It never was. So why don't you take care of yourself today? Don't get out of your pajamas. We'll only eat food we can heat up in the microwave so we don't make any mess. And don't do any housework or errands. Just take the day off to lay in bed or on the couch and watch movies. I'll cover you in blankets to warm you up, and you can simply rest." I stared at him with teary eyes. "That does sound good." He nodded. "It's as important to acknowledge the hard days as well as the good days. If you don't, the good ones don't seem that special. Now, go settle yourself on the couch, and I'll bring you something for breakfast." As I created a nest of pillows and blankets, and turned the TV on to my favorite movie channel, I did begin to feel a little better. Accepting the hard days that often include physical pain are easier to endure with a little pampering and some love. After my husband made me breakfast, I sent him to the store for my favorite cookies and snacks since I was going to be watching movies all day. Halfway through the day, I was enjoying myself so much that I looked over at him and announced, "You know, you may want to get takeout for dinner. I'm going to need another day or two to get back on track." "You still feel that bad?" he asked. "No. I haven't felt this good for a while. I should have felt sorry for myself ages ago."